Violent protests overshadow peaceful demonstrations in Ferguson. As it tries to recover from days of rioting, looting, and vandalism.
Thanks for coming out and helping us. Appreciate it.
Hundreds of volunteers help to clean up this devastated neighborhood. This restaurant has been hit twice.
You got people who are coming in and not having anything to do with this, and they're tearing up stuff.
Nearby, there is a makeshift memorial for Michael Brown, the unarmed African-American teenager shot and killed on August 9 by a white police officer. It's a case that many believe has become a flashpoint for a deep, unresolved issue in America.
There's still a significant division of white America and black America, and my belief is that until there is true interaction, that we're never going to fully resolve the problem.
I want to thank all of you for your hard work today.
Bishop Edwin Bass and other religious leaders have spoken with U.S. Attorney General Eric Holder, the nation's top law enforcement officer.
We're praying for justice.
The FBI is investigating possible civil rights violations, and local and state police are conducting their own probe. The vast majority of residents, like Irma Dupree, condemn violence but demand justice.
That's something that we are determined to take back, power and authority. And it's not just against the police officers. It's against the political people as well.
Amnesty International has accused police of violating the rights of peaceful demonstrators, something they deny. We have an international state highway patrol captain Ronald Johnson says they must protect demonstrators against a small group responsible for the violence.
We saw the criminal element masking itself behind good people, putting good people at risk, daring us to address them. Our freedom of speech is one of the greatest things that we have. And we have no intentions of trying to take that away.
Bishop Bass says a Justice Department probe into Brown's death is critical.
If the appropriate decision is understood and made, it will bring peace to this community. If the community feels there's a sense that it is not being treated justly, unfortunately, there will continue to be unrest.
Bass says in the meantime, he and other leaders will keep working to lower the level of anger here. In Ferguson, Missouri, I'm Mary Alice Salinas, VOA News.